Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Papua New Guinea, the honour to speak on behalf of the Coalition of Rainforest Nation. Madam Chair, we support the statement made by the distinguished delegate from Republic of Guinea on behalf of Group of 77 and China. Madam Chair, we believe these 3 weeks, despite technical and logistical challenge of us, all of us, we have faced, have been productive and allowed us to move forward on several elements needed to launch the full and effective implementation of the Paris Agreement. Madam Chair, on Article 6, we noticed progress on several issues during these 3 weeks, and we are looking forward to receive updated documentation that reflects our discussion. We are confident that parties are getting closer. We must achieve an agreement in Glasgow. And to this aim, we would welcome additional intersectional work, refine different positions so that they converge towards positive outcome. All parties arrived at COP26 ready to deliver. Article 6 must provide the necessary solution to achieve the ultimate goal of the Paris Agreement. Article 6 mechanism must be fully anchored to the environmental integrity and robust accounting to allow the private sector to contribute to the solution. Madam Chair, this is the only one road to follow to ensure environmental integrity and the needed shift in mitigation ambition, and that guidance has already been defined and agreed. This is to follow the example set by Red Plus as embedded in the Article 5 of the Paris Agreement. Therefore, all sectors participating in Article 6 mechanism must apply the following rules. Establish national greenhouse gas inventory based upon IPCC guidance and guidelines. Define national scale reference level consists with greenhouse gas inventory to measure the expected reduction of greenhouse gas and to be reviewed by independent expert to avoid double counting. Design robust national accounting system to define clear benefits and responsibility among national participation. Apply corresponding adjustment and include this measure in the national determined contribution. Create national safeguard information system to respect the rights and needs of all local communities and indigenous people involved in or affected by mitigation action. We also need to stress the need for further work to be dedicated to sufficient finance for adaptation as well as capacity building. However, Madam Chair, we should avoid any taxation or set of proceeds on developing countries' activities in 6.2. Finance for adaptation should flow directly, exclusively, and exclusively from developed nations to developing countries. Madam Chair, the Paris Agreement is clear on this issue, which was agreed by all parties. We cannot move if we keep trying to reopen what was agreed in the past. Within this context, Madam Chair, and to immediately address climate crisis, the Coalition of Rainforest has launched the Red Plus strategy and paving platform to meet all transparency requirements under the Paris Agreement. Madam Chair, on transparency and mitigation, we welcome the progress made in this session on several elements such as common timeframes for NDC, the outlines of BTRs, common tabular format for tracking NDC progress and support under Article 9 to 11 and a common reporting table for national inventory. On this matter, we urge all parties to seriously identify and consider a step towards compromise. We encourage all parties to respect flexibility as one of the main principles for this new climate regime. Madam Chair, what has been emphasized over the last 3 weeks' virtual dialogue is that the foundation of successful COP26 and key to implementation of Paris Agreement is finance and technology support to developing countries. Without this, developing countries cannot contribute meaningfully or effectively towards addressing global climate emergencies. In closing, as always, our coalition is ready to speak and support your work and encourage good faith with all parties. I thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. And now, as we have heard all the groups, I thank them all for their statements. And I will now hand over the floor to the substitute chair, Tosi Mponopono. Tosi, you have the floor.
Thank you very much.